This fall, 47,000 college students could lose their federal financial aid because they've confessed to a drug conviction. Students, colleges, and civil liberties groups have banded together, not just to repeal the law, but to unseat the congressman who wrote it and championed America's war on drugs. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Students for a Sensible Drug Policy, SSDP for short, claims it's the fastest-growing organization on college campuses today, with about 200 chapters nationwide.
We're here today in Chicago to let the people here know that we're not going to take it anymore. The NAACP, the ACLU...
The 23-year-old with a bullhorn and goatee at this rally in downtown Chicago is Sean Heller, head of SSDP. He says the group's goal is to create a big coalition with enough clout to repeal the 1998 law that denies federal financial aid to students who've been convicted of a drug offense. The group's target, Indiana Congressman Mark Sauder, the sponsor of the law.
The students out in Indiana are not going to let him retain his office because he represents the old way of thinking. He represents what hasn't worked. We're not going to let our students be victims of Representative Sauder's drug war politicking.
We say no to Representative Sauder's bad law.
Stop Sauder's law.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
But people aren't talking about drugs or federal student loans in Northeast Indiana, Sauder's congressional district. Here, at Grace College, a small Christian school just outside Fort Wayne, Sauder, a fourth-term Republican, has been invited to speak about protecting America's values. Around 40 mostly white, elderly, and middle-aged residents have shown up to hear him speak. Sauder tells them that of all the threats that America faces around the world, drugs may be the most insidious. And college students who use drugs, Sauder says, don't realize they're responsible for the mayhem in places like Colombia.
Colombia's in chaos because of people who do cocaine, heroin, and marijuana in the United States. The country is destabilized, and it's destabilized because we can't lick our drug problem.
And we can't lick it, says Sauder, because of rampant drug use on college campuses. People nod in agreement. Sauder's convinced that the group, Students for a Sensible Drug Policy, has been duped by the drug legalization lobby into believing that it's somehow unreasonable for the U.S. government to ask students to stay drug-free while they're in school.
If you get money from taxpayers to help pay your way through college, then you should be expected to follow the law. We have this in public housing, we have it in welfare. There are restrictions if you abuse law.
And the law says students arrested once for drug possession will be banned for a year, 2 years if they're caught more than once, or arrested for selling drugs. After that, Sauder says, forget it. No federal aid.
If you're at a party and other people are using drugs and you can say, hey, I could lose my student loan on this, I'm going to abstain, you have to have a carrot and a stick.
Which is why, Sauder says, he's made sure students can recover their financial aid after they complete a drug rehabilitation program and agree to at least 2 random drug tests. It sounds reasonable, says 21-year-old Tiffany Winningham, a senior at Indiana Purdue University in Fort Wayne. She says students who use or sell illegal drugs should be punished.
I mean, I think they should know better. I'm really against drugs and everything. And I mean, they know what's right and what's wrong, and you have to learn where your priorities are.
Stopping drug abuse on college campuses, though, has been next to impossible. This, in some ways, is a reflection of America's ambivalence about the drug war. Drug arrests on college campuses during the 1990s skyrocketed, mostly for marijuana possession, but also for cocaine, LSD, barbiturates, amphetamines. Kids even started snorting Ritalin, the widely prescribed drug for hyperactivity. All told, 4.5 million college students these days say they've used illegal drugs within the last month, and students in Fort Wayne are no exception.
I know that there are drugs in Fort Wayne. I know that there's people on this campus that use them. If you gave me an hour, I'd probably get some for myself if I really wanted them that bad.
Andrew Howard, a junior at Indiana Purdue University, writes for the campus newspaper.
You can have as many laws, you can have as many TV specials as you want, but kids do what their parents do, and the people I know that do drugs, their parents use them still, habitually, and they don't see it as a problem. They don't see it as wrong.
That's not to say that students here don't support some kind of punishment, a fine, having your driver's license suspended or a year's probation. But that should be the end of it, says Aaron Bubb, a senior anthropology major. Why punish students again by taking away their financial aid and ruining people's lives, he says.
Say someone's in their fourth year, they're a senior, they've got accepted to medical school, things are looking great, they're at a party, they're smoking a joint, they get caught, they're done. I mean, they can't go into medical school.
I don't think it's fair at all. You've smoked a joint and you got caught, so whatever.
Besides, says Leticia Perez, a 20-year-old junior, the law ignores the biggest drug of all, alcohol.
Why don't they put a question in there, have you ever been caught with a DUI, driving under intoxication, or somebody who killed one of their friends because they were so drunk and they were driving home?
The ban on federal aid for a drug conviction does not cover alcohol, and you can still get federal aid even if you've been convicted of rape, assault, armed robbery. It just doesn't make sense, says Paul Helmke. He's the former mayor of Fort Wayne and Mark Sauter's leading opponent in tomorrow's Republican primary.
I think it's a failed policy. It's an example of poorly written law if it's not accomplishing what he intended.
Helmke, who honed his political career as a tough-on-crime Republican, says that if he's elected to Congress, he'll fight to repeal the law.
You're not going to change the attitude that society has on this by picking on the folks that are going to school and trying to get their degrees, and that's what we end up doing.
Helmke concedes, though, that this flap over drugs and financial aid is not an issue that's going to determine how people vote in northeastern Indiana's 3rd congressional district. And that does not bode well for students who've set out to unseat Congressman Mark Sauter. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.